Hello, this is Lee Lohman, and welcome to this week's Investment Insights podcast. We will provide a quick review on July markets. After a strong first half to the year, positive economic growth continued into July. Risk assets were up across the board, and volatility was notably muted. Second quarter earnings came in strong, with both revenue and earnings surprises accelerating from already strong levels. On the political front, the Senate's failure to pass a health care bill cast a shadow on the Trump trade, bringing forth concerns on whether meaningful tax and regulatory reform could be accomplished. However, this failure may serve as a catalyst for other pro-growth initiatives such as tax reform to be pushed through in the near future. The S&P 500 was up 2.1% in July and reached a record high mid-month, stemming from many large corporations reporting stronger than expected second quarter earnings. All sectors posted positive returns, with the largest outperformance being telecom and technology sectors. Large-cap stocks outperformed mid-cap and small-cap stocks and lead year-to-date. Growth outperformed value and leads by a large margin. Developed international equities outperformed domestic equities in July. Improving fundamentals and increased investor sentiment in both the Eurozone and Japan helped spur continued positive economic growth. Both regions remain heavily reliant on central bank stimulus programs, and speculation has begun on whether the European Central Bank or Bank of Japan will begin easing in the near future. Emerging markets rallied, with all BRIC countries posting positive returns. Fixed income markets were quiet during the month. The July Fed meeting was relatively uneventful, with an expected announcement of no changes to interest rates. The Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Index returned 0.4%, with all fixed income sectors posting positive returns. The 10-year Treasury yield was relatively unchanged from the beginning of the month, and high yield spreads slightly contracted. Municipals outperformed taxable counterparts. Overall, economic data leans positive, and we expect markets will continue to trend upward over the near term. The technical backdrop of the market is favorable, credit conditions are supportive, and we have seen acceleration in economic growth. Our view on risk assets remain positive over the intermediate term, but we recognize any onset of new policies under the Trump administration and actions of central banks may lead to higher volatility. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.